some more with my... Who the fuck gave me these cue cards? Chad? Chad, you're fucking fired, Chad. Okay, so this is Ash Hollywood, and we're back with a new season of Ashaholics. I'm going to wing this because I don't have very good notes, and Chad's going to be sitting in a corner the rest of the time we're here today. So since we came back, I wanted to give back to my Ashaholics. I wanted to have you guys ask me any question you wanted. So I reached out on Twitter, at Ash Hollywood, and...
Can they really ask you anything?
They really can ask me anything, and it seems like a lot of them did. So, Tom...
hold on a second. So, everybody asked you a question on Twitter.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make clear on that.
Are you too old for Twitter? Do we need a lesson really
fast? Exactly. What is Twitter again?
What's a favorite mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I get stars again? Oh, yeah. My goodness.
I'm still on MySpace and Friendster.
Oh, my God. I remember MySpace. Do you remember when Facebook needed a college email to log into?
No, really?
When you first had Facebook, you had to have a college education email.
Like an EDU one?
An EDU.
Really? I did not know that. That's pretty cool.
Okay, so Twitter, because it's 2014, fucker.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Tom Kirkham wanted to know, it's a Kirk Kane, is his Twitter. What's the key to being successful in your profession? Open your mouth?
Talent or looks?
It takes a little bit of both. It takes... looks, and it takes talent. The key to being successful is to treat it like a business. Absolutely. Be professional. Save your money well. And fuck every day like it's your last day on earth. Because when those scenes come out, they're stuck there forever. So you might as well give it your all instead of being a starfishing hoe. Your favorite, right, Dick?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, like, it's funny because I just wrote a blog post about this. What makes like five things that make a great porn star? Like the five qualities in what makes a great porn star. And you just
tell me what those are.
You just summed it all up. I always tell people it's like a combination of looks, talent. The one word I like to use is personality, like you have.
Aww.
But you know what I'm saying?
My sparkling personality.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying though? Like personality is really important because I think if you lack that, it doesn't matter how good you look and doesn't matter how good you fuck.
Which brings me to my next question by Young Stacked. Who is your favorite person in porn to fuck? That's really tricky.
Boy or girl?
I could choose both. Okay. I could definitely choose both. I have a lot of fun with Lexi Bell because she loves girls.
Does she bite?
She bites too. You know, I bite back. So that's perfect. And on top of that, I also love James Dean or Manuel Ferrer.
Wow.
Actually, I really like the foreign guys. Mick Blue, too. But with the guys, it's a short yes list anyways. With the girls, I just love all the girls.
But who's the best guy?
The best guy would probably be me and James Dean. We do the best scenes together, okay. At least.
And Lexi Bell.
I wonder what a threesome like that would be.
I was just thinking
I've been in two threesomes with Lexi, but not with James.
That's a unicorn.
That is a unicorn. That's like a unicorn scene right there. So, I am the other Jay said... Who do you have the most chemistry with on set? Well, we just answered that. Funny enough. Let's see. Sean Michael 80 said Michigan or State. Honestly, I'm not really into either of them. When it comes to college football, I used to be a huge Longhorns fan, but now I don't follow it.
Wolverine!
So. Longhorns. Okay, Unicorn says, do you love me? Yes, of course I do, Unicorn. It's okay that you're just an okay unicorn. You'll be awesome one day. Don't worry. Ernie Wolf asks, is there a particular act you don't really enjoy carrying out but do if asked by the director? If so, what is it? I used to say yes to being a submissive, even though I'm not a submissive, but now I don't really say yes to it anymore. The only scenes where I would call myself I'm kind of topping from the bottom, I guess you would say, which means that I'm taking it, but I'm also egging on the other person. I'm a little bit more submissive with Manuel and James Dean, because if I try to move too quickly, I'll get a nose broken. Like those guys, you just have to let them take control or you'll get hurt.
But is there sex positions that you like and don't like?
I really hate reverse cowgirl.
Okay.
I would do pile driver over reverse cowgirl.
There's
any
no
day.
Pleasure in that, right? Really?
There is. There really can be. It's just really tiring unless the guy's doing all the work. And there's not a lot of guys that will,
right.
Quite honestly. There's one guy I worked with in France for Marc Dorcel, which is Mike Angelo. And he's really good about just holding the girl up and doing all the work. And the way that his cock is curved, it was I made a mess of a vintage couch. I'm pretty sure they had to pay for that couch because I was squirting. It was embarrassing. Like, we had a countdown during BTS on one of those scenes. We were trying to see if he could make us girls squirt under 5 seconds, and all four of us under 5 seconds squirted all over the place.
Wow.
He's got talent. He's got talent.
Skills.
So MarcoSeuss85, I'm not quite sure if this is a question, but it says, when you win the AVN Award for Performer of the Year, question, you deserved it. Well, I haven't won it. I haven't. I don't even think I've been nominated, to tell you the truth. I was nominated for Best New Starlet, and I didn't win. But I have won some awards. I've won some great Julie Land Awards, and I won Fanny's, the most underrated star, which I'm still trying to process that. But thank you, guys. At least I didn't win. What was the category that they had that I thought was so offensive? Best non-white chick.
Well, I won in my high school reunion. I won Person Who Changed the Most. It's the only award I ever won.
I can see that.
Oh, and my senior year in high school, I won Outstanding Photographer.
Oh, yes. Well-deserved. Well-deserved. You went on to great things with that. Lewis Gordon said, would you be my Twitter friend? Yes, of course. I am your friend, and we are on Twitter, so that makes us a Twitter friend. Zandithia says, why the fuck have you not sat on my face yet? Well, judging by your choice in name and your picture, it looks like we may be in separate countries.
Separate universes.
HBKD1973, Christopher said, will you be doing more, I hate this term more, IR, and will you be joining Prince Yashua? You guys have great chemistry. I do plan on doing another scene. I don't know what for what company, but what my listeners and fans know about IR is that I have a problem with the niche. So there's a lot of companies that I won't work for because of the style of scenes that they do. But hopefully I get scheduled with Prince on black.com because that'd be pretty cool. He's a really awesome guy. Super sweetheart. Very, very bright, intelligent. Just all around good man. Really respectful, like one of the most professional, respectful gentlemen on set that I've ever met in my life.
Very cool. As they should all should be that.
As they all should be, but they're not. Yeah. Let's see. Medi88 says, since you're gone, there's a lonely heart. Since you're gone, there's nothing like it was. And that's not a question, but that's beautiful. Thank you.
A poet.
A poet. And 140 characters. HBKD1973 asks again, also, will you ever play a villain in a storyline-driven porno? It'd be great to see you as an evil warrior. I'm always cast as the bad girl. I don't know where you've been, sir. But in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, I was the lead top shit evil vampire. And in all the lesbian films, I seem to play the bad girlfriend. So I think that counts as a villain. I'm always the girlfriend that gets in trouble for like cheating or flirting with somebody else in the way of makeup.
You're
sex.
Always like, maybe the
typecasting.
Yeah, maybe in the beginning of your career, you were the cute, nice girl, but it's evolved into
they've realized
the
that I'm not
girl.
Innocent at all. I'm definitely the bad girl. I don't really play a villain in No Way Out, but I'm still, I'm a badass assassin. Right. So it's like a villain doing good.
Assassins are always nice.
Assassins are great. Tim Bayless 1 says, have you ever considered working as Mistress Hollywood and taking clients? I am Mistress Hollywood and I have slaves running all over the place in evil bunny costumes. You just got to come to Hollywood and find them. Let my bunnies play rampant. Militia King says, who's your favorite band? My all-time favorite band. I'm kind of torn.
The Partridge
between,
Family?
No, I'm torn between Nirvana and Brand New. But it really depends on, like, if we're talking my favorite band, we have to say genre, we have to say, like, what years.
I know, it's...
I'm so eclectic with my music, too.
But overall?
If
you had to listen to something over and over and not get bored, it would be Nirvana?
It'd probably be Nirvana.
Do you put on your Doc Martens and wear your flannel?
I'm wearing my Doc Martens to a rave tonight. What?
Woohoo!
Woo! Corey Strickland, the rock star that he tells me he always is, says, will you marry me, Ash Hollywood? Corey, you were supposed to give me a car for my birthday. I'm still waiting. He promised me his
it's,
Audi.
Hey, remember when this is the thing you got to remember. When he gives you the car, make sure he pays the insurance for at least 5 years. Or at least the 2 years where the lease is up or whatever. But no, you don't want to get stuck with the insurance. Get her a car, damn it.
Let's see. Sergio sent me a picture and says, a picture matters more than 1,000 words. And it's the lovely angry face meme, you are so beautiful. Why? Well, thank you.
I have always believed that a picture is worth a thousand words.
A picture is worth a thousand words. That's how many words do you, how many novels do you think you've written in pictures if a picture is worth a thousand words?
Billions.
You and Seth MacFarlane have something in common, just novels for days.
Right. I've only like read four books in my life.
So, MN Viking 032, Chris says, do you ever fake your orgasm just to get it over with?
Speak truth.
Let's just say I'm it's a happened. Very good actress. and they call us performers for a reason. If you can't tell, that's your fault.
Is that a whole special acting class that you take in acting school? Is like how to fake an orgasm?
No.
Have you done it?
We're women. We're like naturally born with this. Poor guys. If guys could fake orgasms, they probably would.
Oh God, yeah. I think so too.
I really do.
I think guys have to sometimes. I've been on a set one time where the guy couldn't nut, so they just kind of faked it that he did.
Oh, I just recently did a fake pop shot. I'd get Cetaphil in my mouth. I felt like I said a curse word or something.
Another dumb question is like, have you ever been on a set and like, have you done that where like you just like, oh, this is just getting stupid. This has gone on for 45 minutes an hour and
yeah, blah, blah, blah. I have. I've even gotten in arguments with the director being like, look, I'm being as nice as I can and I'm not fucking paid here to be a fluffer. So this boy needs to do his job or we need to fake it.
Okay.
Because like I'm a professional. Like I come to work, I come fucking ready. Like if the guys come and they're not ready for their job and they can't fucking do it, you shouldn't have come to work today.
Right.
You need to know your own body and that's part of being a great performer as well.
Right. Okay.
Because, I mean, I do the same thing. So last question before we get interrupted by the beautiful Tiffany Tyler. Chris Anders, 89, said, would you rather receive great oral sex or get fucked really well? Quite honestly, the anticipation of sex is the sexiest thing. So if you're not teasing me and not using your mouth and then not fucking me really well, you're just wasting my time. I want to have all of my cake and eat it too.
I got a question.
What?
Do you like getting questions on Twitter?
I do like getting questions on Twitter, and I usually answer questions. What I don't answer is, oh, baby, I want that pussy so fucking bad. Like, does that work? Does that, like, do your pickup lines on Twitter work in real life? Because if they do, I want to see them happen.
Well, I've always thought that guys, like...
We should take a list of bad pickup lines on Twitter and go try them in real life on camera, like, guerrilla style, and record them and see people's reactions.
Yeah. So, like, if I said to you, hey, Ash, you have a really nice body, you know, I hope you don't hold it against me. Like dumb things like that.
Are you trash? Because I'd like to take you out.
Yeah, or like, hey, baby, you're hot. I'll make you famous. Just do what I say.
Dick, if I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put you and I together.
Yeah, my line used to always be, hey, you want to come to the dark room and see what develops and make some enlargements?
That's really good photography.
Hey, it worked in high school.
It did work in high school. It did. Well, guys, thank you for sending your questions. That was a lot of fun. You can find my Twitter again at Ash Hollywood. You can also see us on ashgirl.com for more. Don't forget to check out Julie Land, where you can find more beautiful girls than just me. I'm not selfish. I will share all of my Ashaholics. And thanks for listening for more with Mo. Just kidding. it's Ashaholic. So, bye-bye.